Anne Danielle Leroulette, a grade 10 Ecole Notre Dame du Sceaux student, is one of the youngest musicians in the Sceaux Symphony Orchestra. The violinist's first performance with the SSO was on Broadway, May 12, 2024 at the Machine Shop. I was trembling a little bit, but once the show began I got over the nerves. I think I played better at that concert than at all the practices because I was really concentrating, Leroulette told Sceaux today. She performed well despite a minor mishap. It was Mother's Day. I cut my thumb a little bit the morning of the concert because I wanted to do a little breakfast in bed treat for my mom. I was cutting tomatoes and I cut myself, but it was fine. I put on a bandage and it was okay. It didn't affect my playing at all, she said with a smile. Since May, Leroulette has performed with the SSO for its October 2024 show entitled Music of the Americas and its annual Christmas show Sounds of the Season. She's fitting in well with fellow SSO musicians of all ages, enjoying the orchestra's sense of community. It's nice to be one of the youngest members of the orchestra. There are two other young girls in the orchestra and they're very good. We sit together. It's fun to talk about school with them before a rehearsal or a show. It's nice to have some friends there your age, Leroulette said. She also appreciates the company of SSO adult musicians. I would say I'm friends with a lot of people who are older than me. People who are older know what they're saying. They're confident. It's easy to talk to them, Leroulette said. Her father comes from a musical family. She began studying piano at the Algoma Conservatory of Music at the age of 6 but soon switched to violin. Her involvement with the SSO began at a performance prior to On Broadway, helping the orchestra's musicians set up their equipment before a concert. Leroulette's mother approached Anya Mollinger, SSO concertmaster, and spoke of her daughter's interest in music and her wish to join the orchestra. Anya spoke to me and said, "If you think you're ready, if you think you can do it, then come to the next practice." So I did. I thought they were going to give me directions, but it was really more like, jump right in and do it. So I sat down and everyone started playing. I started playing and I thought, wow, it all sounded so good. All of a sudden I felt part of it and everyone was so friendly. They were talking to me like they already knew me. It really is a community. That was last spring and I was part of On Broadway in May of last year, Leroulette said. She practices regularly with the SSO, at the conservatory, and at home. As with any musician, Leroulette has her influences. Definitely my teacher, Anya. And also Hilary Hahn. I also like Christine Donkin. She's a Canadian and we've played some of her pieces with the Sceaux Symphony before. I like how she really switches up the music. I like Beethoven and Paganini. Anticipating a career in science, Leroulette said her eventual graduation from the conservatory will help her when filling out applications to universities. When you are applying for university and they see how much work you've been putting into playing the violin, it's seen as a good extracurriculum. Leroulette is looking forward to the third and fourth performances in the SSO's 2024-25 season. Time Travels will be presented at 2 p.m. on Sunday, March 2, while the season finale, Magical Musical Mystery Tour, takes place at 2 p.m. on Sunday, May 11. Both performances are at the Machine Shop. Tickets are available through the SSO website. Though Leroulette said she doesn't plan to study music at the post-secondary level and go professional, the teen said the violin will always be a part of her. Music really makes me feel alive. It puts me in the moment. It helps me to boost my concentration and hit the right notes. Music takes a lot of practice and I'm putting so much effort into it. I don't ever want music to disappear from my life.